Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. So they're in the process of being saved. I mean, you could get technical and say, well, it kind of means the same thing. But this infers that it's a process. I think King James is clear when it says you're saved. And we run into this a lot when we're witnessing. People say they're not saved yet, they're getting saved. I mean, we run into this in the field of life. And we also use John chapter 5, verse 13 to 14, to prove that they can know that they're saved. God wants us to know. If we don't know, we can't trust Him. Can you trust God, is what I'm saying. I think you can. Let's go to the next slide. Now this next one is interesting, because what it does is that the New King James removes the sonship of Jesus Christ. In these scriptures outline, it says in the King James, Acts chapter 3, verse 13, glorified His Son Jesus. Well, the New King James says, glorified His servant Jesus. So they just took Him from a son to a servant. The next one says 3:26, raised up His Son Jesus. They say raised up His servant Jesus. And then it says in Acts 4:27, thy holy child Jesus. And then it changes it to your holy servant Jesus. Wow. I ask you the question tonight. Was Jesus a son or a servant? Remember, Satan steals the word away. Satan wants to be like the Most High. So when he tricks us with not having confidence in God's word, we are easily influenced by what the world is doing. But God has promised to preserve His word. But we as His children need to hear His voice and follow Him. When you hear these other versions, if you know God, you're going to say, that don't sound right. And you're going to follow His word. All this is to get you to follow, worship, and praise God. Because remember, Satan said in Isaiah 14:14, he said, I will ascend above the heights of the clouds, and I will be like the Most High. Wow. Now, I know that this has probably been a tough lesson for many. But it's just like when you're in a dark room and the lights get turned on. How does that feel? Your eyes take some time to adjust, doesn't it? But you want to thank God that the light has come. All I'm trying to do is say, look at what you're listening to. Look at what you're reading. And if it's okay and you can live with it, that's fine. I am just a messenger of God to say, be careful what you're eating.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.